Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast, Captivate the Room, episode number 24. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin, and I teach people how to step into their voice power so they can speak their truth beautifully while making a big impact. You can find out more about me at CaptivateTheRoom.com. And make sure you check out my three-month program coming up. I've got a special discount for all my podcast listeners with the code PODCAST. Today, we're talking about some of my top voice techniques for video, podcast, and webinar success. Now, when it comes to picking favorites, if you've watched any of my material, you know that every time I do a video, every time I do anything, I usually start it with, now this is very important. And I kind of feel that way about all the voice elements. And there are a lot of voice elements. There are a lot of pieces to this moving machinery called voice. I don't think people even realize how complex it is in a lot of ways until they really start diving into it. Now, it's not hard. It's just, there's a lot to it. When we think about voice, we just think about speaking. We use it, kind of like breathing. People always laugh when I say breathing is the hardest thing I teach. How can that be? We breathe automatically. It's something that we do without even thinking about it. Yet breathing is the most complex thing I teach. So there are lots of moving parts to really captivating with the voice. But for this episode, I've picked some of my top techniques, and I'm gearing this more towards really just the voice. You know, as I started looking at this, I started thinking, okay, live speaking, online, you know, combining it all together. But while the body is important in the voice online, I really wanted to kind of gear this and focus this more towards vocal techniques behind the mic, if you will, in podcast for my podcasters, doing video courses, webinars. So I'm leaving gestures and things like that out of this episode. I'll definitely do more episodes like this. But today I wanted to just cover a couple of the major, I don't know, deal breakers, if you will, that you want to start thinking about as you get behind the mic. And I really want to encourage you to get behind the mic. Now, I'm a huge fan of video. I talk about it all the time, how I think that everybody has to be on video. And I'm going to do an episode like this specifically for being on camera that's going to involve a lot more body stuff. I love video. In fact, it is my most comfortable zone to be in, even more so than life or behind the mic is being in front of the camera. And I think that's just from years of being a television actress. That's what I did all day long. I think I spent more time in front of the camera than off the camera. And I love it. And I love helping people really present successfully with ease on camera. So I will no doubt do an episode on video. The bottom line is, I think that you need to be, you know, you really want to be doing video. Even if we don't see you doing video with slides, everyone has proven how incredibly wildly successful webinars can be for businesses and entrepreneurs. We see how podcasting is just, it's the new way. People are starting podcasts, people are listening to podcasts. And I get the question a lot, how, you know, we haven't been able to get on New and Noteworthy. We haven't really been able to get those kinds of downloads. What's the secret? And I say, of course, well, thank you to my audience. I have a niche and I have a group of people that follow my work, which is wonderful. but I attribute it to voice impact. Being captivating with your voice is so incredibly powerful. So powerful. The voice leads. The voice makes the impact. The voice brings the words to life. We talked about that in last week's episode. So I think it's crucial that you're doing all of these things. And I think it's extraordinary that all of these opportunities exist, that I can make online courses. And if I want to teach on the university or college level, I can. If I don't want to, I have these options, that I can have this podcast, that I've got videos on YouTube, which I hope you are a subscriber on my YouTube channel. Webinars, I try to do one a month at least. Live stream, oh my gosh, I can't keep up. I've been doing Facebook live stream and I do blabs every time I, you know, every chance I get. But all of these opportunities, and these are fantastic opportunities, my thought is, let's help you make the greatest impact with these opportunities. Studies have been done from a technical perspective on video, and I'm going to go back to video for a minute, lighting versus audio, and that audiences will forgive bad lighting, but they will not listen to bad audio. I personally even struggle with that with voices. Me and listening to people is kind of like taking Scorsese to a movie. You know, I mean, I hear so much in the voice. I hear undertones. I hear so much. And so I get that. I get that from a different level. So our voices really are key, and they're really important to making that big impact with our message, bringing the words to life, being understood, sounding confident, getting the words out, all of these incredible elements. So let's dive on in and look at some of the key pieces to making the biggest impact to success in video, webinar, and podcast especially. Now, that's not to say you can't take these techniques and apply them to live speaking. Sure, absolutely. But know that that's kind of my thought process as I'm preparing this. Now, some of these tips I have done solo shows on, complete solo shows, or I've started solo shows and there's more information. So some of this I can reference you back to previous podcasts. So the first tip that I want to talk about is getting away from the script as much as you can. This was actually my solo show last week where I introduced this concept, and I will introduce more ways that you can get away from the script in an upcoming podcast. But I talked about bringing the words to life by not disconnecting your body and voice. When you have a script, you tend to get stuck in your head, or not really even when you have a script. When you rely too much on your script, you check into your head because you're bogged down in the words, you're worried about the words, you're thinking about the words, and you disconnect from your voice, and your voice does not work properly. It flatlines. It becomes uninteresting. The words don't come out. So you want to go back and listen to that episode last week. I believe that was episode 22, where I really give you some thoughts and ideas, and certainly talk about the why you need to get away from the script as much as possible so that you can bring the words to life and be connected mind, body, and voice, which is grounding. Now, I'm not going to go into the ins and outs of all the different ways you can pull away from your script. The key piece here for this tip is you need to call that script down to the least restrictive. You need to pull away from that script as absolutely much as possible. And you need to practice what you're going to say out loud in between those call downs, the pull aways, because you're putting it in the muscle memory. We cannot draw from something that we've never put in. We cannot go to the well that's empty and bring up water. This works the same way. So you want to get away from the script as much as you can. Go back and check out, I believe it's episode 22. Next, I want to talk about adding stress to words. And when I say stress, what I really mean is emphasize. Now, I talk about this a lot in different podcasts. Stress, I intermix with the word emphasize. When I say stress, I think a lot of times people think I mean punch it. Well, I don't mean that because that's everybody's go-to anyway. And I talk about that in the episode on vocal variety. What I'm talking about here is something I hear far too often. And this is with live speakers, with podcasters, with video. I mean, everywhere. It's everywhere. You've got to find the words to emphasize, to bring to life that you need me to know are important. Stress or emphasizing the amount of words is from where all variety flows. It is the core. It is the foundation. It is the difference in me saying, I really love pie. And I really love pie. That is what I, when I say the words are everything and the words are nothing, it's how you bring them to life that matters. That is it right there. I really love pie. Do you really know how I feel about pie? I need you to know how I feel about pie. I really love pie. I chose to emphasize that word. Now, the choice and variety that I lay into that emphasis is not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about the picking of the actual words. And it doesn't matter if I'm working with actors or CEOs of major companies. What I see repeatedly is they are not picking enough words to bring to life, to emphasize. I see it with podcasters in their guest bios. They're reading the words. Pull away from the script. Bring the words to life. What excites you about your guest's bio that you want us to get excited about? Don't give every single word in that guest bio the same value. And the best thing is he's written 5 New York Times bestsellers, which is really quite an accomplishment. I don't know how you feel about that. I don't know what's important in that. Choosing the words to emphasize tells me, the audience, what is important to you, what should be important to me. It all wraps up into that emotional connection. You made me feel something because I really like pie. We have something in common. We've created a connection. But far too often, people do not pick enough words to emphasize. Countless times I've worked with people and they show me a 2-page script and they deliver their presentation. And my question is, how many words do you think you emphasized? That's what I'll ask them when they've done their presentation for me the first time. And they'll pull that script out and they'll say, well, I did that one and I did that one. And I'll say, that's a 2-page script. Yeah. And I did that one and I did that one. And I'll say, I do like 2 a sentence. We have to pick enough words so that our audience knows what is important, which leads me to the next tip, which really is not necessarily a standalone tip, but it ties into this ideology. Always remember, we don't know what you know. I'll say it again. Always remember, we don't know what you know. And this is one of the biggest mistakes I see people make without even realizing it. You are the expert. I even had to learn this. I even had to adjust the way that I spoke because I know my stuff really well. I've been doing it longer than some of my audience members have been alive. I see it repeatedly and I see it even worse with people who are experts in complex concepts. One time I had an opportunity to work with a man who, I don't quite actually remember if he built or sold, but I believe he built semiconductors. Well, when he showed up on the scene, I thought a semiconductor, I didn't know. I thought that maybe, is that like a semi truck? I don't know what that is. What is that? And I purposefully, when I work with people one-on-one, do not do a deep dive on what they do. Oh, you're a so-and-so? Okay, cool. You're a marketing analyst? Fantastic. You're an investment banker? Great, cool. I can't wait to work with you. That's it. End of story. Because I want to teach my people how to bring these words to life, how to put their information in front of an audience that has absolutely no clue what they're talking about and have them say, yes, where do I sign up? That just happened with one of my investment guys. I had no clue what he did. By private session 3, I said, when you did that webinar video, I was looking for the sign up button. I'm not looking into investing in real estate in another country, but you were so fantastic bringing that to life and making me feel something and teaching me something I didn't know that I wanted to sign up. But we forget that they don't know what we know. I've said this before, I could have 3 voice experts sitting here with me. I could put each one of them on the mic. They could have even gone to the same school. They could have studied under some of the same masters as me. They don't know what I know. I don't know what they know. So really, you know, you see this a lot in social media. I see it a lot in certain areas of social media. People will say, well, you know, there's already so many people doing what I want to do. Yeah, they don't know what you know. They did not have your experience. They did not have your education. They have not worked with the clients you have worked with. And even if they have, it's your experience. I bring a whole buffet of experience to my voice work that some of my colleagues don't, and vice versa. There are parts of the voice machine that I am stronger in. There are parts of the voice machine that they are stronger in. But the bottom line is, we don't know what you know. And so it becomes essential as you craft your message, as you craft your delivery, as you pick the words you're going to emphasize, as you lay in vocal variety, as you pull away from the script, as you deliver the content, that you do it in such a way, recognizing you are the expert, but I don't know what you know. Next, don't be afraid to pause. This is a big one, and this is one that I work with a lot of people on, and this is one of the most extraordinary things that I teach, because there is so much power in the pause. However, we are afraid to pause. I just recorded a new course with a man named Scott Patton, who is wonderful, extraordinary. He is a podcasting teacher. He's a blogging teacher. He's really an amazing man. And after we recorded it, he said, wow, that could have been called Learn Pace and Pausing, Learn Voice Regulation. That's amazing. And I said, yeah, it's powerful, right? Clients I've worked with privately have called me up and said, oh my gosh, I've been pausing and I'm like freaked out at the power. We are afraid initially to pause, and I get why. Part of it is vulnerability. Pausing is very vulnerable. We feel the need to push, to drive, to be heard, to get louder, to get faster, to get our message out. I don't know what course they teach this in, but I really see it across the board. I think I see it. Well, I'm actually not going to make that statement, but I see it with everybody. So many people so many people in business. It's almost like it's a business skill. Hurry up, get it out, say it loud, say it fast, drive it home, get it there, make the deal. So it's very strange, the ideology of, you want me to pause? I'm going to lose them. They're going to interrupt me. They're going to stop. They're not going to buy my product. And so it's very vulnerable. Silence is incredibly vulnerable. Pausing is the most powerful tool in the variety toolbox. And I have heard repeatedly from people who have heard me speak It's extraordinary what you do with pauses. I have heard from countless clients how their lives changed just by implementing the pause. When you are teaching on video, when you are teaching on a webinar, when you are live streaming, when you are recording your podcast, you must start implementing the pause. One of the most powerful things that the pause does for us is it shows us that you care. It shows us that you are giving us a moment to reflect and think. And it shows extraordinary confidence. I talk about this a lot in my new course. I have a new course out, How to Sound More Confident. And I think there's a misconception. If I pause, it must look like I don't know what I'm talking about, and so I don't sound confident. Actually, it makes you look extraordinarily confident that you are perfectly fine standing there in silence. And it can be the most uncomfortable experience of your life, but once you get good at it, you will be in love with it and you will see the power. In live events, I love to pause. I love to get quiet, watch them peel off their chairs, and then you use that pause. You use it sparingly. I have a whole episode, a podcast on pausing, and you drive it home. But we're not comfortable in the pause, and it's vulnerable, and it's awkward, and it's weird, and we're scared because we think we're going to lose them, the audience, which is actually the reverse of what will happen. It's the most powerful tool in the toolbox. So start practicing pausing. Vocal variety. Now, this one's a tricky one because you may not know how to operate vocal variety. So I'm just going to put it out there as one of the top tips. Start looking at, and I have a podcast episode on variety. Start looking at how you are bringing your words to life. Chew on this. There are five elements of variety. Every element is essential because, well, first let me say this. Vocal variety is used to touch our senses. When you touch our senses, you affect our emotions. That is how you captivate us. That is how you connect with us. That is how we say, yes, 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 take my Visa number and write it down. Or I want to follow you. Or you changed my life. Or what's your Twitter handle? I have to, you know, follow you. Where you live stream? I've got to watch. So there's five elements, and everybody responds differently to different sensory stimuli. The five elements of variety affect that sensory stimuli. I mean, it affects everybody differently. What we do is we tend to all have a go-to. And for many, many people, that go-to is loud. I'm always going to get loud. I always get loud. For some, it's pausing. Actually, some people say word, 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 pause, word, 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 pause, word, 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 pause. Well, they totally decimated the power of the pause because they made it their go-to and they rolled it into a pattern and they used only that element of variety. So it becomes essential to consider all five elements of variety. Maybe you don't have to implement all of them right now. Maybe you need to hear the individual episodes on how to implement them. Maybe you need to do a little further exploration. But it is through variety that we bring the words to life. Those five elements are pause, which is the most powerful tool, elongation, pitch shifts in high and low, speed shifts in fast and slow, volume shifts in loud and soft. And that is how we captivate and touch the emotions by affecting the senses. Pace. Pace is key. I talk about this in an individual podcast. Pace is really important. Pace is regulation. Pausing helps in regulation. Regulation of the voice means I am controlling how this conversation goes. I am controlling the room. I am regulating my voice. And pace is a big part of that. people tend to have a set pace. Again, it goes back to patterns. For many, they go too fast. For many, they go too slow. Most people go too fast. So what becomes important is that you're hyper aware of pace and that you set a moderate pace, that you're not going too fast. You're going too fast. You're tripping over your words. You're dropping your endings. You don't know what you're saying. We don't know what you're saying. You think you're going slow, but you're going fast. It's perception. You have to set your pace at a 5. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 is you're asleep, 10 is you are an auctioneer. Set that pace on a 5. Then you can play shades on either side. And I'll talk about that in a podcast episode on variety. But we have to establish that pace. Pace must be set at a 5, and then we can play the shades. So you need to get clear on what you're doing. Where are you at on that? Are you at a 5? Are you at a 7? Are you at a 3? And perception plays a part in it. So sometimes it's really good to get someone else to give you some feedback on that. If you don't have anyone that you know, like, and trust to give you feedback on your overall core, I call it core pace, you send me a video at CapTracy at CaptivateTheRoom.com. I'll listen to it. And my first question will be, what do you think you're doing on that scale? And you'll come back and you'll say, I think I'm a 4. And I'll come back and I'll say, I think you're an 8.7. And then you regulate from there. But pace is key. Pace is key. We've got to set it at a moderate pace. It's like Goldilocks' porridge. Not too hot, not too cold. Just right. Pace is the same thing. Not too fast, not too slow. Just right. Talk to us, not at us. That's the next tip. And this ties right back into my first script, my first tip about the script. If you are relying too heavily on a script, you are talking to us. I mean, talking at us. I am reading my notes. I am delivering them to you, but I'm really not connecting with you because I'm delivering content and there is no connection anywhere. I'm talking at you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand the descriptions that I'm teaching you in this workshop that I'm doing on video? You have to start talking to us as if we're in the room. Now, there's nobody in the room with me. I'm in my living room. The dog's asleep in the entryway. You might hear her snoring. Raining outside. You're not anywhere near me, but I feel as if you're here. And I'm talking to you. And I'm thinking about what you would say, what this conversation would be like if you were here. People say to me a lot, how do you do those videos like that? It's like you're talking to me. Well, I imagine that you are in the room with me. But even more than imagining that you're in the room with me, I utilize pausing and pace and emphasizing words. I have a conversation with you, even though I'm talking to a microphone. I'll give you an example. When you ask questions in your videos and your podcasts and all of this stuff, you do this. You say, who wants to make more money? Because I can show you a way where you can make a lot more money. Now that sounded like I was talking at you. Now, what if we tried it like this? Who wants to make more money? Because I can show you how to make more money. I just paused. That's all. Well, I added a little different variety, but I paused. As if you were sitting here and I wanted to know if you wanted to make more money. It's like you're at my kitchen table and I say, hey, Bill, you want to make more money? Because I think I know a way you can make more money. So some of the previous tips here in this episode are key to talk to us, not at us. And that's the funny thing about the voice. People say to me all the time, I am fine having conversations with people. I even do okay in live conversations, but put me in front of the mic, put me on the webinar, And a lot of people, you know, struggle everywhere. Don't get me wrong. But it just tanks. It all just flat, goes flat. All we're doing with technique, friends, is putting back in what you naturally do when you're not thinking about it and not flipped out. I'm going to do another one of these episodes, and I'm going to put breathing in it because breathing is key, 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 key. I'm not going to go into breathing today, but just know that it's so important. But I don't want to just say, you got to remember to breathe, because I don't believe that that works. I'm trying to keep these particular episodes at a shorter length for you. So I'll do a second episode with more great tips. Know that I know that breathing is key, but we have to talk about it. We really have to talk about it. You really have to start training yourself to breathe all the time. The ideology that you're going to remember to breathe is not going to happen, because whatever is laid into the muscle memory is what you're going to draw up, and you're not going to be thinking about it. What you have laid in is locked down. And I have an episode on breathing, and I'm going to do more on breathing. But all we're trying to do with this voice technique, all this list is about, are reminders based on technique, application of technique, that is just retrieving what you're doing in normal life anyway. You naturally add emphasis to words. You naturally add variety. You naturally don't function on a script. You naturally remember, we don't know what you know. You naturally pace better. You naturally pause. You naturally do a lot of these things. Now, you might need improvement on them, but you naturally do them. But when the heat is on, that's what we get. That's where it all goes. It is just flat lines. It's just a mess. So that's all voice technique is. It's the reapplication, the relaying into the muscle memory in the moment, in the context of the podcast and the script and the work, those bits that are like real life. Because that's what we want, is a recreation of real life, who you really are. I just go at it from a technique perspective. I just help you through technique recreate who you really are anyway. Now, we may create a heightened version of that, but we're not going to create an alternate version of that. That's not authentic. But when the heat is on, all of this goes by the wayside, and we become this non-breathing, flatlining, muttering, fast-talking, non-impacting person, and we don't understand why. What happened? This is why. So, we'll just call this episode one, version one of our top technique tips for getting behind the mic. And I will do a version two, a part two, with even more. I told you, see, I started the episode, I said, everything is important. So there are more, but we'll start with this. We'll call this the top techniques. Get away from that script. Practice it out loud. Make sure you're picking enough words to emphasize. Always remember, we don't know what you know. Be aware of pacing. Set your pacing at a core five and then roll in shades. Don't be afraid to pause. Add in vocal variety. Talk to us, not at us. And remember, make a note to self, learn how to breathe, listen to that breathing podcast, learn what you have to do so that when you go into the moment, that breathing will be there for you and you don't have to think about it. So that's your first round of tips. Super excited about you trying those out. If you have any questions, if you get stuck on anything, if you want me to listen to a video or an audio, don't hesitate to reach out. You can find me at tracy@captivatetheroom.com. Remember to check out the 3-month program. I dive in, deep dive into all of this. You get to really learn and try all this out, and I'd love to have you join me. But for now, that's it. Remember to speak your truth. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully. And I'll see you next week.